Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people?
Hello?
This is Jonathan. What's going on, people? This is Jonathan. We got Omar on the line with the Dream Muscle Win podcast. We're super excited to have this one of the emerging and one of the most established young music executives in the game. Everything from music management, digital music marketing, booking shows, artist development. Omar, his brand, his company has been delivering it for a minute. And not only that, but just his company umbrella expands from having his own professional recording studio down in Atlanta called The 12. Everything he's been a part of and him working in different states with different artists. We're honored to have Omar on the Dream Muscle Win podcast. Omar, welcome to the podcast, my brother.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Glad to have you on, man.
You can hear me clear?
I can hear you clear, brother. I said, glad to have you on.
Most definitely. It's a beautiful day today.
Definitely, man. Well, you know I had to give you that Diddy intro, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bless. You know, we
definitely.
We up and coming, you know what I'm saying? So, taking every opportunity, seizing them.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. When you think about the time and the grind it takes into managing artists, dealing with their personalities, man, and just all the little things that go into making it work, man, why do you invest so much mentally into working with artists? Like, what's your passion behind it?
Well, my passion behind it is informing artists and helping them really reach their full potential. You know, it give me a certain type of enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying? I do it with a passion. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm like pushing the artist, it's because I actually believe that they got something different to add to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So
At times it kind of
backfires because it's like a gift and a curse. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I might believe in the music more than the artist at times. You know what I'm saying? But everybody going through something. So, you know what I'm saying? And it's a process.
When you think about the process, and let's kind of talk about that for a minute. You have an artist, independent. They may have some money to invest in their careers, but
right.
They need the guidance and the tutelage to be able to say, I want to take it from here all the way from A to Z, which you fill in from B to Z all day. When an artist
definitely
works with you, what's the biggest advantage that Omar and his company brings to the table?
I feel like I bring the experience and the hands-on grind. Like, I'm informing my artists, not just working with them and taking their money, but informing them, like, hey, I can't do this without this certain component in your music being registered. If your music not properly registered, I don't feel comfortable pushing it because it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So I think my biggest advantage is informing the artists of what's going on right now. Like, as an independent artist, you got more control than you think.
I want you to expound that a little bit. When you say that you won't push them if their stuff isn't in place, why is it so important for artists to have their business structure in place? Like, why is that important?
Because if it's not, you just out here dropping music and don't understand the proper process in registering your music. You just putting music out for no reason and expecting to get paid. You can't expect to get paid if your music not properly registered with these music societies, ASCAP, you know, that's a PRO, you know. So, I mean, if it's not with that, then you're not taking it as serious as you think you are.
And let me go over this right here with you, because you brought up a good point. When you think about your company, the advantage that you the advantages you provide when somebody works with you, when an artist wants to work with you and you tell them, hey, I can provide, you know, music marketing services, I can help you get your EPK together, bios, get you on some press, help you get in the studio, help you work on your craft, your delivery, your flow. At the end of the day, what type of attitude does an artist need to have to work with your brand?
Well, they got to have that drive. They got to want it. They got to want it. They got to know that they got something to bring to what they're doing. Y'all say you can't just be like, oh, I want to jump into music. What are you doing to say that actionably? I mean actionable. Like, what are you doing to be actionable about it? Like your work ethic got to speak more than your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a work ethic or whatnot, like, if you're not trying to do this every day, I don't care if you're working at an ice cream shop, if you're not talking to people and letting them know, hey, check me out, I rap, you know what I'm saying, blah, I'm an artist as well, I write or whatever, like, you got to let them know why. It might stick. They might tell somebody else just because you told one person. Like, talking to three people a day is nothing. Well,
let me ask you this. Yeah, I got you. Let me ask you this question here. When you think about, and it's just me talking to you, when you think about everything it takes for artists to be successful in this game, because, you know, they actually got to go from being independent to going to the top. There is no middle ground. It can't just be average. If they're going to have a real career,
right,
they have to be, you know, at that level. Let me ask you this. What would you tell an artist that's at that crossroad between, should I go forward or should I just go get a 9-to-5?
Make the right decision. Because you can definitely tough it out for a good year or two, you know what I'm saying, and scale it and balance it out, because there's going to be a lot of distractions. You can work that 9-to-5 and also do the music, but be strategic. Don't just be going everywhere. You got to be strategic and find your audience. So I would say, hey, go get that job if it's necessary. Don't be no fool, you know what I'm saying, like, and keep the people out your business. Like, get that 9-to-5 and do what you got to do and put it in, invest in yourself, and take care of your bills. Don't get behind.
Definitely. Let me ask you this. What is a characteristic about you that people like? What's something about you, man, that people just say, man, you know what about Omar? I like that about him.
I think my work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
My work ethic, it speaks. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like, I thank the Lord every day. Like, cause I wasn't trying to pursue music all my life. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this is my way of helping my people understand. Like, hey, we got more control than you think. Like, now you don't have to just freestyle. You can actually get on the computer and build a buzz, get posters, get stickers, and just be creative. And don't worry about what the people say, but you got to worry about actually making an impact your way.
Let me ask you this. 2020 started off great for a lot of people, and then we had this terrible thing called COVID happen. I mean, so many people have lost their lives. It's just been crazy, man. It's sad about everything. What is your advice to an artist right now that you believe, you know, to tell them how to adjust in the current climate right now of music entertainment? Like, what advice do you give them marketing-wise and just brand-new-wise?
Just stay consistent. Like, stay creative. Like, it's the best time right now to be as creative as possible. But keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody right now got time. Some people got more time than others, but you can capture a whole lot of people right now that's waiting to be entertained, you know, by something different, something new, you know, something that might inspire them to do something. You know, so I say just stay attentive as well, you know what I mean, and keep the content rolling out.
Gotcha.
Keep your mental,
gotcha.
Keep your mental health together. Need to do a workshop online? I got some people that's doing some nice positive mental stimulation. You know what I'm saying? With entertainers and artists and other people in creative fields or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? She also a entertainment manager, an agency owner and stuff like that. So. You know, she a real powerful black woman out here doing some real big moves for our people.
Definitely. What's some of the direct services that your company offers?
Excuse me?
What's some of the services, direct services that your company offers for independent?
Oh, I do, we can book at the studio. I do that, like I provide like 3 hours on me. You know, if you're serious, have a little consultation. Like, I'm up and coming. So marketing and promotion is really what I mastered, you know, in helping artists hone their craft, you know, so help them with marketing, networking, helping them, like, get shows, posters, promotional items and stuff like that as well, too. But promotion and marketing is what I mastered.
Right. So when an artist comes to you and say, hey, look, man, I want you to help me with my career, take me to another level, tell me what I need to do to work with you. Like, what's one quality you want them to possess, man?
To take themselves serious. You know, they got to take themselves serious because it's, they got to have faith in themselves. Because I can believe you all day, but if you don't believe in yourself, you're not really going to want to go through this, because it's scary. And I'm not even nowhere near where I want to be, but I done made up in my mind, like, this is what it is. Go through it.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this part here. When it comes to, and we'll end it like this, you are a very highly intelligent black man. You have helped a lot of people. You do things out the mud, from the heart. I mean, you put everything into it, and your artists can attest to that, that work with you. What is one thing that, if you had to say something in 30 seconds, what's one thing that you feel like you want to improve on for yourself in 2020 going forward? What's one thing that you're working on to improve what you got going on?
Well, I want to help somebody actually land a major deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to help that person out there that maybe need a EPK or something just to help them get solidified. You know what I'm saying? If I can get them $100 or something like that just to help them believe more, you know what I'm saying? I would love to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Got you on that, man. Listen, man, we've enjoyed having you on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today, man. Have you enjoyed yourself today on the podcast, man? What you thought of the question?
Most definitely. Most definitely. It was a pleasure, for sure. From my coast to your coast.
All love, man, from the 843 down to the 44 to the 310, all the way back down to the 305, man. People, oh my, man. And I'll give everybody the name of your company real quick.
It's 2 Salute ENT LLC. The number 2 Salute Enterprises LLC. You know, we up and coming. Oh. Any business out there that's up and coming, want to collab, want to network, want to help each other grow, I'm all for it.
Let's get it, man. Two salute, ENT, all day, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Have a blessed one. Salute.
Let's get it. Peace.